Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hello.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about bulk mail printing. Explained, it's Friday.
Happy Friday.
First, let's take a question posted by one of our members on Land Academy's free online community.
Cool. All right. Brandon, not Luke. Brandon, it's been a lot of Lukes. Brandon asked, I have someone wanting to sell, but is interested in retaining the mineral rights. Before I call her back, I want to be prepared. What is recommended? Try to keep mineral rights for the property if possible, or it's no big deal and just proceed with the deed stating that she retains them. Any issues with trying to sell the property with no mineral rights?
Would you like to go or should I?
Go for it.
This is how mineral rights are conveyed and have been conveyed since homesteading property. So let's say in the whole chain of titles since homestead, there's 10 people and you are number 9 and the one that person that you're going to sell it to right in a month from now is number 10. Well, does this property have mineral rights? How do I know? Well, what happens is between number 1 and number 8, somebody withheld the mineral rights and they put it right on the deed. It says, I'm conveying this property whose legal description is this and everything that's involved with it except mineral rights. Well, how do you know if it was 2 or 3 or how do you know the property still contains mineral rights? You have to go back and get all 8 documents.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how realistic is that since back to the 1700s or whenever it was homesteaded?
Mm-hmm.
Extremely unlikely, in my opinion. So that's how you know if a property has mineral rights. Best case, to answer one of these questions in here, I love when there's like 6 questions. The best case is that the mineral rights are still with the property. So, but it's going to take a lot of doing to find out. And mining companies and stuff are experts at it.
You know, it's funny. A lot of the deeds nowadays, too, the mineral rights, once they get taken out, you know, and someone's keeping the mineral rights, most of the deeds, they stop putting that phrase in there because it's just the property legal description. Mineral rights are not even discussed in the legal description. So to find out, you really have to go back, which is a good thing. We have access to all that stuff. We can do it on ourselves. You have to go back and look at the deeds and see who got them and when. So if you want to make it easy on yourself, Brandon, this is one of the things that we do. We pretty much tell our folks, unless otherwise stated, please assume our properties do not have mineral rights, because most of the time they do not.
You know, for the scope of what's going on here, Jill, that's the easiest, that's outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
That just assume that it doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. If you want to get in the mineral right business, and some people have and done that and do that after they get involved with us, there's a lot of different ways to do that, but
mm-hmm.
assume that it doesn't have it.
Right, and do we have any properties selling the property with mineral rights? Not at all. That's what we do. I'm buying property very undervalued to sell to somebody else because they want to vacation there. They want to put a cabin there. They want to fish on the lake and put their own tent or in their own RV or whatever it is on their own property. That's what they're interested in for. The people coming to us to buy our properties are not doing it because they want to go mining, you know, kind of thing. That's what the miners know where to look and they know the areas and they know who to reach out to. So
exactly.
So that's
one of the things that happens. And I think I'm going to read between the lines here slightly. We are not here to maximize value in transactions. What? I thought you guys are real estate investors. I thought you want to make a lot of money. No. We do want to make a lot of money. We are real estate investors, but our business model is rooted in this concept. We don't maximize value. We maximize transactions.
Mm-hmm.
So if you buy a property for $1,000 and sell it for $3,000, forget about the mineral rights.
Mm-hmm.
Move on to the next 50 properties that you haven't opened the offers yet because they came back in the mail.
Mm-hmm. And you can just say, hey, Brandon, to copy us, you know, go on our thing, just assume there's no mineral rights. And if somebody buys a property from you and later on discovers they do have mineral rights, it's a bonus for them. Yay, congratulations. Have fun with that if you end up doing anything with it. Do you like, Jack, in all these transactions, you ever known anyone that actually said, oh, by the way, thanks a lot. I picked up a property from you 10 years ago and we struck gold.
I was just going to tell that story. I was exactly going to tell that exact story.
Did it ever come up?
Yes.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Somebody called me like that. They said, yeah, hey, thanks for the property I bought. I pulled one over on you. It had mineral rights. I knew it when I bought it. I only bought it for $8,000, or I don't remember the numbers. This is a long time
ago. So what?
I'm mining silver on it right now as a property in Northern Arizona. I said, congratulations, man. You paid 10 times what I paid.
Yeah.
So and I guess still, we both win.
Exactly. Love it.
No, there's an airport situation like that, too. I mean, Jill and I sold a property to somebody, and that same situation. It was a 40-acre property. I think we paid $8 for it. I told them for 20, 22, mm-hmm. some number like that. And he put an airport on it and sold it for $1.2 million. Mm-hmm. He sold it for like $1.2 million to the person who was going to put an airport on it, and they did.
Right.
And so, that's okay. And that's our business model.
That's fine. I love it.
We want our buyers to do better than us.
Because then they're always, then you have customer for life. Thank you very much.
Exactly. Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on Land Academy's free online community. Today's topic is bulk mail printing explained in sort of like a five-day series, I guess, about getting stuff out in the mail. Mm-hmm. So this is the meat of the show. Well, Jill, there's a few ways you can get a bunch of offers, let's say 1,500 offers, into the mail.
Well, I can get my neighbors, and we can all get out in the cul-de-sac on picnic tables, and we can handwrite them.
You know, that's the one that most people use.
You know, with the holidays coming up, I think it's a great time. Well, all the family's going to be together. Maybe that's a good one. Why did Aunt Jill sit us down with a bunch of pens and notepads and envelopes?
What a memory for the therapist.
Could you imagine?
Future therapist for your children.
Yeah.
Yeah, I passed out one time because Daddy made me lick 6,000 stamps.
It's so funny. So I think we just said why you don't want to do it that way. Why bulk mail is better.
Here's all the ways you can send a bunch of offers out. You can lick stamps. All right. And which is what most people do, because that's how we've all sent letters in the past. 1,500 of them? Uh-uh. You can hire somebody to lick stamps. And I've done that. Long story short, there's a lot of special needs people or group homes and stuff that take care of special needs people, and they need something to do, and it's free labor. They love to do it, and I've done that for years. I did that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to do that
either. There's still a better way. And then you use the Pitney Bowes thing back then. Yes. It was probably like, okay, you know, then I just have a Pitney Bowes machine where I have a whatever discount in my office, and I still think I'm doing it. You're doing it better than licking stamps, but there's still a better way.
Right, and the best way is to hire a pro, like always, a bulk mail pro. And I can explain it, and I will explain it, because that's what this show is about.
Mm-hmm.
A bulk mail printer is somebody who owns a printing company, maybe a bunch of equipment, and they also own a federal government USPS-issued bulk mail license. So for the rest of us, if we lick a stamp and stick it on an envelope, it costs 55 cents-ish. Or no, what's the number now, Jill? Do you know?
49.
49? It's 49 cents for a stamp?
For a stamp, yeah. Okay. 55 is our out the door with everything.
No, but 50, it actually went down. It was in the 50s. It really did. It was like 51 cents for like 6 months, and then they repealed it. I don't remember. It really did. It went up and then down.
Okay.
So you can they get a bulk mail license, and for that, the rest of us at 49 cents, we stick it on there, but they can do it for 30.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm oversimplifying because there's grades and levels, and where it goes matters and how many go to one place. But let's just say it's about 30 cents, because it is really.
Well, you know, I was going to just touch on that real quick here, because I think that's really important for everyone to know. Part of the why it's so special and so cheap and better going through this person, they get better rates that even we will go get, because the discount is all because it's sorted and dropped a special way based on the states and all that good stuff for the post office. So there's a lot of work that goes into it to get the rates down that low that we don't want to do because we're not printers.
Yes. So the post office rewards a bulk mail organization like this with a license. They reward them by cheaper rates based on how they get it to the post office and how it's bundled up. So if you send out 600,000 letters and half of them are in one zip code and it's bundled up property, do you really want to learn all this?
Yeah, exactly.
No. You want to trust somebody like us, who's already done it all wrong, mm-hmm. to do it for you. So, yes, they are very rewarded for doing it properly. And the net effect to you, to make that enticing for an organization like ours, or the bulk mail printer that we have an agreement with, to make that enticing, they offer lots of other services. Like, hey, we'll do your mail merge for you. Or just submit it into this format and we can take care of the rest. So that's a huge, huge issue. We're going to throw in the paper for free. We're going to throw in the envelopes for free. And on and on and on. Go ahead.
Not only that, just think of the cost of the printing. I mean, how many, ink. your printer, your ink, your paper, all the things that, because they're buying in bulk.
Your time.
You know, and your time. And they're pros. What we do, it would take us days or, you know, to hours and days to do what they can do in an afternoon, to do thousands and thousands.
You're a deal maker. Want to spend time doing deals, not this stuff.
Mm-hmm. It just pays to do it.
And then finally, this is a huge benefit to using a professional company. And this is not a commercial. Use whatever printer, bulk mail printer you want. Just don't do it yourself. Mm-hmm. That's my whole point here. What happens at the end is they run this. They run your list that you've generated from data through a software that's directly tied into the USPS, the post office's database. And if there's a mismatch, you don't spend that 40. You don't spend that the
whatever
number. That's,
sense.
Yeah. If it's going to get, there's no such thing as undelivered mail any longer. Return to sender. With software like this, it does not happen.
Mm-hmm.
There might be one or two out of 1,500, but this show, I decided to do this show because I was answering some questions in Facebook and in our community, and they're getting all these letters back. And I said, you know what? I know, I'm sure that you're not a member and using our stuff because you should never be getting any. So what? You're saving
point.
So much money. I can't express this enough. You're saving so much money and time and efficiency by using a professional company. It's cheaper.
Jack, you just touched on it. That's the whole point. The people that you and I are talking to, really, you're more on this conversation, that are getting things returned and they're not valid and I was way off on this and all stuff. It was A to B to C. They were trying, thinking they're saving money and they're not.
Right.
So the energy that went into this and that and the results, here's the end game. Even if you don't look at it like, I'm getting it returned, at least I know, but the results are I'm only buying a much lower percent, or I'm getting a much lower percent of good properties to choose from. I mean, that's the reality. I'm not messing around here. I'm here to make some money. This is not a hobby, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not here just
make
to have fun, you know? I mean, I am having fun, but you know what I mean? I'm here to really make some money. I'm not just because I'm bored. I feel like writing 1,000 letters today. No.
So, you must be really good.
Yeah, really? Exactly. No, I'm here to make some money and do it right.
Right. So you're going to do a mail. You're going to pull a list out of a database anyway. You're going to look at a document, that basic document, the templated document that everybody wants to get. All right. So now you're standing there looking at these two documents. You have a choice. You can buy a printer, go to the store, buy a reams and reams of paper. You can buy some extra toner because you're going to need it. You can buy some envelopes with a window in it. Make sure they're the right ones. Make sure it's all lined up. You can deal with printing all those out, then stuffing them in an envelope. Then you got to go get some stamps. Okay. Do you want to do any of that? You should just stop it right there, right when you have that data set and the template, and send it to the pros. And it's going to be cheaper than the price of the stamp even.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about the paper, the toner, and the time.
And your family and your neighbors that will love you. Because you know what? Instead of assembling them in the cul-de-sac and making them go to work, you're going to send them in the cul-de-sac and you're going to have a party.
Right.
How's that? How's that to wrap that up?
I made a mistake one time because we sent out a huge mailer one time. And I thought I was going to, this is a lot of years ago. I thought we were going to send us, save a bunch of money. I'm going to go get a bulk mail license myself and say, get a printing thing, and we're going to save some money. And when I really did the math on how heavy this would be when I was done, like weight, I needed a semi to get it to the post office.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, I needed a semi.
I'll end on this. My last comment is, we have one of our members who does a lot of mail, and he thought he'd do this himself. He really bought it, and he took now and then. 2 weeks later, he's got photos he's showing for all the members. Anybody want to buy this printing machine off me? I mean, he got one of the special folding big, because we looked at that. You and I,
right.
This is one more example of where you and I are saving everybody, because by golly, we thought about it. Jack and I have enough people in our world that we thought about, hey, maybe we'll we'll set up a special area in our office and we'll put a big, you know, commercial size printing machine in here and we'll run it through ourselves. And then we'll do that. And then we sat and did the math and we said, we must be crazy.
Yeah.
Even as much as what we send out and all of our people, which are tens of thousands of offers a month, we're not doing it.
It was 80,000 last month.
Yeah, we're not. There you go.
80,000 offers in our group went out last
week. Exactly.
All over the country.
Exactly. And we're like, we're not doing that.
It's not the business we're in.
Right.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration. And keep all your friends. That's me.
And keep your kids out of future therapy.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. You're hilarious.
Thank you. No, I was thinking about this morning. I was going to... Sitting there where you put us at breakfast, looking out the window at the people driving by, and even though it's Friday, you could just see this look on their faces as they're commuting to work. I mean, it was like 7:30, 8 in the morning. Here we are sitting in a little cute little diner.
I felt guilty a little bit. Honestly.
Oh, I don't.
Well, you come a long way.
I do. I do. I'm over it now. I kind of did in the beginning. Now I'm like, whatever.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. You know why, Jack? Because you and I work really hard.
I know.
And I know, I feel like I'm spoiled, you know?
I'm never sad or angry at work, though. I'll work, you know, are you sad or angry?
Oh, gosh, no.
I can see the sad and anger.
I get sad and angry at things going on in work, but not about our work.
I just saw these people driving, and it's like, they look sad.
Oh, yeah, they look frustrated and tired and just... Mm-hmm. Worn out, you know, and it was cute because we made a comment and you were saying, and what was funny is I thought, hey, I wonder if we're going to see our neighbor drive by. And then you politely said, oh, I hope we don't see our neighbor drive by because I don't want her to feel bad. She might not, you know.
And she won't look at us in here having breakfast and talking.
And say, oh, how great.
Yeah. She'll
she might ride by and flip us off.
Yeah, exactly. Like I would duck down for that.
Exactly. Oh, no, there she is, duck. Love it.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price, just so we can flip it for way more.
And really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.